Hey, kids, put your Walkmans down and listen up.
Go read my Twitter. You will know.
Okay.
When I am unpleasant, I am unpleasant.
You go crazy, H Bud.
Hello.
You got a couple minutes?
I got a couple minutes. It's just on the throne.
All right.
It's a show.
On a relentless pursuit of podcasting predominance, this is It's a Show, a production of Sloan Baxter, SloanBaxter.com. You know, if creative agencies had an it girl, Sloan Baxter would be her best friend. On Twitter at AT Sloan Baxter, that's Sloan with an E, and Baxter with one too, but it's in the before the R.
Hello there, everyone. Oh, man. I am pooped. Emotionally.
You must be getting excited because your trip is coming up really fast.
You know the calm before the storm when you were ready for so long and now it's like go time, but you feel like shit's going to, I mean, stuff's going to go south in terms of day job. I leave on Friday, by the way, and I feel like no one is prepared for my absence.
That's the thing. Every time I've ever taken a trip, or pretty much I think any human being in the world gets to go on their vacation, things really have to get ugly and hard first.
Yeah, it's a lot of extra work and a lot of extra steps just to make sure things are right. And I've been making sure things have been right and ready for me to go for a couple of weeks now. But I feel like things still won't be what they're supposed to be. But come Wednesday and Thursday, it'll really sink in that I'm going. You know, as soon as that plane boarding call for Red Deer at 5:30 a.m., as soon as they say get on that plane, I'm turning off all the emails, I'm turning off all the Gmails, I'm turning off all the Farkas notifications, and I'm going to unplug and unwind. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
Okay.
So more, do it dig again. Deeper. Here we go.
There's too much smiling. Okay. Ugh. Blind. This is Cassie Hiresh, Canadian skeleton racer and Olympic hopeful, and you're listening to It's a Show, my favorite podcast ever.
You know what I say to your hot pants?
Say what?
Say hot pants. Hot pants. Burning hot, hot pants. Hot, 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 hot pants.
Hello.
Bonjour. Is this Caitlyn Jenner?
The one and only.
Cassie Hiresh, an old friend of It's a Show podcast, and she's got some kind of technical setup that's not very technical on that end.
Say, is it better now?
Still kind of roomy.
How about now?
Nope.
Can't we just work together for like 2 minutes? You're like, you have to have already figured it out by yourself. I'm like, oh, okay.
No, we're good. It's fine, and I don't want to blow up the internet, so let's just not touch anything and just...
You're not going to blow up the internet just because you have the world's oldest laptop, and it might not even record the entire interview.
I got some exciting news for you, though, Cass. Since we last spoke, we do have an official sponsor of It's a Show. It's...
Oh, my gosh. Who is it?
OpenHighway.com. Yeah, they're rock stars, and so they've given us a little bit of seed money here to buy a new laptop for one.
Thank goodness.
Absolutely, and you know, we might even get them.
Might have only had like one show left in that baby.
It's so exhausting talking to you every time. Okay, enough small talk. Has G-Fark broached the subject with you about being an unofficial reporter for It's a Show?
He absolutely has, and I'm ready to change my resume. So
okay, so here's the thing. Let's get to work. Do you have a story that's unfolding?
No, excuse me. I just got his email yesterday. The girls just got in, and so I've kind of been, I was just putting it all together, and then I just walked in from training. So no excuses here, boss, but I'm just not quite ready.
Okay, so here's the thing. Now, we understand that you're under time constraints, and you got a lot going on, but anything you can contribute, anything fun, you know what you're doing. So we're happy to have you on the team, and I can't wait to see what you bring back.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll get my creative juices flowing. So I haven't done kind of that type of interviewing for not so long, but just as a formal type of situation. So got to turn that side of my brain back on.
I originally had an interview scheduled with Ryan, the lead singer of the Boomchucka Boys, and he ditched me. Mm-hmm. I got stood up at the altar here.
Well, you know, maybe you just aren't the date that he thought you were going to be.
I'm very disappointed because I had some great questions prepared. So
give them to me and then they'll be my great questions.
Okay, so do you ever rub your wife's back without being asked?
No comment.
This one might work for you. If you were prime minister of this great nation of ours for a day, what is the first thing you would do to change our lives, all of our collective lives, for the better?
I think I would just make the whole publicized version of the House of Commons when everyone... Does anyone even watch that show? Like, really?
You mean CPAC?
Yeah, CPAC. Well, I just feel like I'd really like to revamp that. I'd like to put in some journalistic ideas on how we could make that channel a little less boring.
Yeah, it's a little dry as it stands. You're right. Never thought about that.
People would care more if they wanted to actually pay attention to what was going on, but they make that so dry that everyone's like, why would I even tune into this? And then they get upset when they're like, They're passing what law? Put some GoPros on the desks or something. Like, turn them around. I want to see what these guys are doing.
Oh, no, I don't.
I feel like that would really change a lot. We'd have a lot less questions about what everyone was doing in there all the time. And then, maybe we just have a better understanding.
Somebody messaged you about the prairie storm chasers or something. I actually am really good friends with the tornado hunters, like from Saskatchewan. The guys that have an actual TV show, like the CNT Canada show Tornado Hunter.
New tornado warning just issued.
Oh my God, look at that.
Yeah, we have to get closer, Ricky. So I jumped out of the truck, I climbed up the ridge, and I started snapping shots.
As it came towards us, that's when all hell started breaking loose.
We gotta go! Go, Ricky!
Go!
All of a sudden, the tornado makes a hard right turn, right towards us.
It's huge!
Keep going! Debris!
Literally, all four tires lifted off the ground.
Oh my God! Go! Blast it!
Oh! Hello, we have a bingo. That deserves multiple bells. The person that you're referring to that asked about the storm chasers was none other than Kelsey Knutson, CEO of OpenHighway.com. That's OpenHWY.com, proud sponsors of It's a Show podcast. So that would be terrific.
There you go.
If you could get that happening.
Yeah, so I have I'm good friends with them. So
perfect.
Yeah, if we want to talk to them, let's do it.
I've always been fascinated by that because I think it's dumb. Like, to be honest, you're getting a vehicle and you're going.
It is pretty ridiculous.
It is. But, I don't understand, but it'll be interesting to find out what motivates them and what made them want to do this. And that's what you can find out for us.
They have a huge social media reach too, massive. People just love it. It's totally a cult, the whole storm chasing situation.
Which is perfect for us because we want to start our own cult with It's a Show. So let's get their cult following our cult. Growing. We'll keep our streak alive of having guests on that have CMT shows. I just had Clayton Bellamy on.
I just listened to that episode the other day and was laughing to myself. I feel like I want to submit comments every time I listen to the show. I'm like, what?
Please do, and then we'll read them on the next show. Go nuts.
Okay, I feel like I just need to put a GoPro up while I'm laying on my couch listening to you yahoos talk to these people, and I'm just like, what is going on over there?
On that lovely note, we say farewell to Cassie Horesh, our new Cub reporter for It's a Show. We look forward to your first submission, Cass.
I cannot wait. I'm just curious, before you let me go, are we utilizing the whole hot pad situation, or are we just going to try to let that die?
You know what I say to your hot pants?
Say what?
Say hot pants! Hot pants! Burning hot pants! Hot pants!
That's my nickname now, thanks to you guys.
Plenty more where that came from was Sparky. And by the way, can you fix him up with one of your friends? We need to fix this guy up.
You're sending me to Vegas with him. I'm pretty sure we can find someone to at least talk to him while we're there. That might actually just be my segment one of the days.
Totally forgot about that. You guys are going to be in Vegas at the same time. This is incredible. And hopefully
roam the streets and start flipping cards that instead of have hot girls on them, they just have Sparky on them.
Please do that. That would be awesome.
Oh yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
I've been talking to Cassie Hotpants Horesh. Apparently, she's going to make a man out of you and show you the ropes when you get to Vegas.
Oh, geez. I did Vegas real good the first time ever with my dad and my brother. Let's just say there were strippers involved, and my brother gave one a credit card, and then he had to call and cancel said credit card. So, I mean, we've been down that street already, so it'll be very interesting to see what Hotpants has in store.
I really, really don't know if we're going to share all that on the show. Oh, so much for our family status and PG rating.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Hi. Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm GA. I'm from the It's a Show podcast. We've communicated on Twitter.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Right, yeah.
How's it going, guys?
Right. I know you.
Congratulations, guys. Yeah. So you're the brothers?
He's one of them.
Yeah.
Graham's more involved.
What's your name?
My name's Kevin.
Kevin, congratulations. How do you pronounce your last name?
Bredo.
Bredo. Okay, the Bredo brothers. Like it. Sounds like a band.
We could sing.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's hear it.
Let's stick to the beer.
So how's it been on opening day, guys?
Awesome. It's been just tremendous. Lots of excitement, lots of people coming by.
Right on. So, nobody spit beer out on the floor?
No, none of that.
First
batch was good.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
That's excellent. Well,
you want to taste some?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's why you came.
Thought you'd never ask.
Okay, so we have two on top right now.
Okay.
We have a golden ale, which is light and refreshing, kind of a summer beer.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, okay. Hey, step back.
That's awesome. Really good.
So we wanted to kind of beer that if you just wanted a cold beer on a hot day, it would go down smooth, but at the same time, it's got some malt, a little bit of a peppery finish. Some people get a little bit of berry on the nose. So it's also as complex as you want to make it, right? I personally just say, hey, it's delicious when it's cold, and that's all I need from it. But
so is this going to be available in bottles and cans out of the gate?
Yeah, cans, six packs, and growlers for off sales.
Nice.
Yeah, and then we can come down here and drink it at the brewery as well.
Tell us the myth of the monk.
The myth of the monk. So obviously monks have a history and a tradition of brewing beer. So we thought we'd tie that history into the name. And at the same time, the troubled monk's kind of a bit quirky, which we think is appropriate for a craft brewery. So the troubled monk's a guy who's passionate about his craft. He just loves to brew beer. And some of his friends think he maybe takes his hobby a little bit too seriously, but he's just doing what he loves. So his friends see him as troubled, but he's just having a good time doing the thing he loves to do.
Like, monks are supposed to be silent, correct? Except for the chanting and the belching, apparently. Well, Charlie, this is a terrific place, and can you show me around the back?
Absolutely. Do you want to try the other one?
Yeah, you better.
Come back?
Yeah.
Here, we'll get one of these. Hi, I'm Charlie.
I'm Graham.
We're the Bredo Brothers from the Troubled Monk Brewery,
and you're listening to
It's a Show.
Wouldn't change a thing. That was beautiful.
Our hashtag is Grow the Show, and we'd love for you to follow us on Facebook at It's a Show Podcast if you haven't already. There's been a big push, mostly due to great posts like Gangsta Rob Ford wearing a tracksuit. The Toronto mayor is back, and he went to city council and really stirred up the joint. So we're benefiting from that at It's a Show, which is terrific. 86 new followers in the first 2 weeks of June on Twitter. That's unbelievable. And remember, folks, GFARC wants to remind you and all of us that these are carefully curated followers, not follow bots or serial tweeters. These are real people or real companies. And FIFA caused quite a stir this week. 60% of their Twitter followers revealed as fake or inactive. That translates to about 4.2 million. This is the good news about It's a Show. If you sponsor on It's a Show, like OpenHighway.com, who make social sharing fun and profitable for your business, you're going to get the real deal. If we tell you we got 600 followers, that's what we have. They're real, authentic followers. Instagram, get this spark. Peeker's calling me. How do I get Peeker involved in this? Can you hear everybody? Can everybody hear everybody?
Yes.
Yes.
Ready?
Yep.
1, 2... Three. And I'm Peeker.
All right, Peek. We went on a tear this week with Instagram. That's probably you. 51 followers, up 20 in a single week. Great picks there. Check it out at It's a Show Pod. Have you ever seen our Instagram, either of you?
I'm boycotting Instagram.
You're boycotting Instagram. Why?
I don't know. It's too much hashtags.
Is this the one and only Ryan Langlois, lead singer of the Boom Chukka Boys?
Yes, it is.
Don't make me turn this car around. Keep doing what you're doing now. And girl, I swear, I'm gonna find somewhere to turn this car around.
Oh, your voice is so powerful. I'm gonna turn you down about 7 notches. There we go.
Set the gain.
If I knew how to do that, I definitely would.
Yeah.
Ryan, welcome to It's a Show.
Hey, it's feels like it's been a long time coming.
Our ultimate goal is to have you, Joel, and the whole team, Teddy and the boys, perform live in our It's a Show World headquarters when we get one. You will be the band, the house band, for that inaugural show when we change locations.
Hey, that sounds like an excellent offer.
I heard this crazy story, and I know you're going to love this. Mick Jagger played on a basketball team in high school, if you can imagine. Picture him in gym shorts and a basketball shirt. He got nailed one time, and he bit the end of his tongue off.
Hey.
He swallowed it, so they were unable to reattach the end of his tongue. And he was in a band previous to that, but then afterwards, he sang completely different, and that is the Mick Jagger that we know and appreciate and love today.
Wow, that's crazy.
Now, I heard that on CBC, so it's got to be a true story.
It's got to be true.
Got to be true. Tell me about your road trip to Saskatchewan recently.
Yeah, it was awesome. We just settled up the old Hebrew scooter, which is our band at 7 o'clock in the morning, and drove 7 hours for a 45-minute show opening in front of Gord. It was awesome, though. It was a packed house, and we were well-received in Prince Albert. It was a funny crowd because it was a co-op, Prince Albert co-op event, and they were raising money. And I think they weren't really expecting a lot of young people. They were happy that they came, but it was kind of a seated event sort of up front. And then there was some wild and woolly 16 to 19-year-old kids. I've never actually been at a Gord show where there was people constantly jumping on stage and trying to get selfies, and it was awesome.
You have a show plan and you guys relentlessly rehearse, and I've seen your show. It's incredible. But when that audience starts coming at you like that, does that just make you just want to just make them crazy?
Yeah, I mean, if you go out with your energy and you start going, and then all of a sudden they start pressing on the stage and sweating and screaming and singing along, and then it just feeds the energy is just incredible, and it feeds us, and then we get wound up and then pour it back on them, and it's just a big beautiful mess.
Now you know how Keith Partridge and the Partridge Family felt back in the 70s. Like, totally.
Oh, I'm sure.
Exactly the same.
Yeah, I'm so sure.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Partridge Family.
I'm sleeping, and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
All right. The next big gig for the Boomchucka Boys, Canada's only 100% Canadian content festival. It's the Beaumont Blues and Roots Festival just outside of Edmonton coming up this weekend. Yeah.
We're super stoked because it is a country day at the festival, but it is a roots and blues fest. We've always had our eye on crossing genres and being able to go and play a rock festival or play a blues festival and fit right in. So we're really excited to kind of go and see what transpires. We're expecting a pretty big crowd. I mean, we're opening up. We're on right in front of Doc Walker and their amazing live band. And so it's going to be a good Saturday. And we're the night before, we're in Grand Prairie. So we'll be well rehearsed and ready to go.
Yeah, all right. So anything else new on the stage for you guys? You got the brand new record, Ramble. You are a couple of singles deep and things are going very well. What are you going to release to radio next?
Well, we're in email and phone discussion today regarding the next single. This is our biggest summer ever, and it's incredible to just keep putting music out, having people pick it up. And then, I mean, we're getting now, we go to shows and people are outright singing our songs at full volume with us, and that is the greatest feeling on earth as an artist.
If you haven't seen a Boomchucka Boys show, you owe it to yourself to see what's going on there because it's epic.
And then we appreciate that. And that is the truth. People deserve it. I do believe it's lost a little bit. People, when they pay to be entertained, they deserve to be entertained. You can just put a CD in and listen to great songs all day. When you pay good money to go to a live music show, you deserve to leave there going, holy man, you remember when he did that? And holy man, that dude was sweating all over me. It was awesome.
Yeah, you're helping people make memories with their loved ones, and there's no greater honor than that. And I look forward to seeing you guys do your thing at the Beaumont Roots and Blues Festival. Anybody can go, and we're going to talk to the organizer in a few seconds on It's a Show and find out how.
Sweet, man. Well, thanks for the chat, and I guess we're going to see you in Beaumont on the weekend.
Looking forward to it, man.
Okay, ciao, Greg.
Ever since we left the house, all I've been thinking about
Peeker. We're talking about Sparky's big trip. He leaves on Friday, and potential places to check out as per our listeners' suggestions compiled by GFARC. Doreen from Red Deer suggested La Rev the Dream at Wynn in Las Vegas. It's a non-Cirque du Soleil show, and my wife and I actually saw this show, and it is incredible. But I'll tell you this, Spark, it's incredible for a long time. So you go to this thing, and it just goes on and on. And it's these amazing acrobatic people jumping off of ribbons and stuff into a tiny little like 4x4 pool, and you don't know what happened to them, and then they spring up somewhere else in the thing, and it's crazy, but it goes on forever.
You're really selling it to me.
I wouldn't go. Just I basically gave you the cliff notes. It's all good.
I feel like I was at the show already.
Valley of Fire State Park. It's about 60 miles from the Vegas Strip, oldest Nevada state park. Batista's Hole in the Wall Italian Restaurant. A chance for you to get immersed in old-time Las Vegas memorabilia and enjoy authentic Italian food with friendly personal service in the same location since 1970. All dinners include free house wine.
I like free wine, I think.
I've been to Vegas once, but I can't remember it. I recommend the Pussycat Lounge.
Moving on. Carla from Alberta suggested Yardbird Southern Table and Bar at the Venetian. It's a house of worship to farm fresh ingredients, classic Southern cooking, culture, and hospitality. And yes, they have fried chicken there too. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I'd like me some fried chicken.
Ingrid from Parts Unknown mentioned Pete Big Elvis Valley at Harrah's Piano Bar, an interactive Elvis show, and the gospel brunch at the House of Blues on Las Vegas Boulevard. You mentioned, Sparky, that you kind of just caught the tip of the iceberg with Fremont Street, and you want to check that out more this time.
Yeah, well, the first time I was in Vegas was with my dad and brother, and we hit Vegas fast and hard. By the time it was nighttime for any of the Fremont Street to, you know, check out all that light show action, it was like no gas in the tank. So now that I've experienced, I like to say Vegas hard and fast the first round, that I have more time to just kind of leisurely stroll and experience things casually and not rush. You know what I mean?
Because you already got your tickets for Brooks and Dunn and Reba, which is a pretty major show.
Yeah. Let's talk about Reba.
Oh, boy.
Here's your one chance pass, but don't let me down. I'm Reba.
Sparky, there was a tweet out a couple weeks ago where you're again pumped up to Reba.
Yeah,
and
what's your point?
That confused me. That confused
me. It's Reba, the queen of country.
Are you done ripping on Reba so I can move on?
Okay, sorry. Hey, it's Ryan from the Boom Chuckle Boys here, and you are digging It's a Show, and so am I.
Hello?
Brent Hanna, our special guest, vice president and talent coordinator for the Beaumont Blues and Roots Festival in beautiful Beaumont, Alberta. Brent, welcome to the airwaves of It's a Show.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
First of all, let's get into a little bit of history. I love the tagline that you guys have.
Yeah, the biggest little festival in Canada.
And 100% Canadian content.
Yes, we have. And that started off early on. We felt that Canadian and local artists were underrepresented.
Obviously, that business model has been successful for you because we're going into the 8th annual.
Yes, it's every year. We almost double attendance every year, so we're getting into some serious numbers now. It's great.
So if I'm listening between the lines, Brent, I'm in for a whole huge parking and traffic hassle when I get there. Is that what's happening?
It's going to be interesting. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, God.
But we do have parking all sorted out. We've got buses running from the parking lots. These next few days, we're going to be putting out 100 or so signs around Beaumont to direct people to parking. And it's all going to be park and ride. We've got three buses, and it's, you know, Beaumont's not a very big town. So, you know, you're parking. There's places you can park and just walk, places you can park and take the bus. It's like less than a 5-minute bus ride. So it won't be a huge deal.
So does it actually kick off on Friday?
It does. Yeah. Friday night, starting at about 5, we have our youth competition, which is something we've been doing pretty much, I think, from year 2. Got a band coming in from Medicine Hat this year, Pinoca, Edmonton, of course. And we've got a band in from Beaumont, and as well as all of our singer-songwriters.
That is terrific.
Yeah. So that happens at about 5 o'clock and goes till, I think, about 8 or 9. And then we have last year's band, Winner, the Static Shift, playing, followed by the Harpoonist and the Axe Murder. They are a must-see band. They are fantastic.
I can be honest in saying I've never seen a Harpoonist or an Axe Murderer. And it's high time, to be honest.
Yes.
my family and I are coming to see the Boom Chugga Boys and Doc Walker specifically, and that's the Saturday night. But I noticed that you had a cancellation, so Amy Metcalf has stepped in on the Saturday at lunchtime, so I might have to come earlier than anticipated.
Yeah, no, that's she was a great last-minute addition. Unfortunately, one of our bands had some, you know, band problems, and Amy was able to step in, and yeah, we're really happy to have her.
She is incredible. She's a past guest on It's a Show as well, and just
fantastic.
Yeah, an incredible performer. So if I'm camping at the Lions Campground, what proximity would that be to the actual venue?
Well, the Lions Campground is definitely within walking distance, right through the park. The camping there is really limited. You might have a shot if you come in Friday.
I'm not sure if you're aware, Brent, but I'm a bit of a rock star, so can somebody put some cones out? Save me a spot. Right next door to Doc Walker's bus. I'll just slide right in there.
Okay. Well, hey, well, we can probably get space inside the bus then, maybe.
Well, yeah. What am I saying? I'll just go on the bus. What am I?
There you go. Yeah. Oh, you know where else you could go? The No Frills parking lot. The No Frills is at the south end of town. When you come in off Highway 625 onto 50th Street, the No Frills is right there. You can't miss it. And they'll allow you to, if you're self-contained, you can camp right in their parking lot.
And then stumbling distance to the venue.
Stumbling distance, plus there's a bus that'll run right there, too.
Problem solved.
There you go. We do have the Executive Royal Inn in Nisku as our official hotel, and you can get a really good rate if you just tell them you're coming with the Beaumont Blues Fest. So I think it's $99, and it's a beautiful hotel.
You got to tell me about the Yukon Brewing Contest.
The Yukon Brewing Contest. I believe it's a trip for two in the Yukon, and it's the entry form is, I believe, on their website. It's on our website as well, I'm pretty sure. And they're selling a actual Beaumont Blues Fest branded beer, which is amazing. They've been a great sponsor.
Brent, I'm sure I saw somewhere that Chantal Kreviazuk is performing.
Yes, they're on Sunday night. The Sunday lineup is amazing as well. We've got Chantal Kreviazuk. We got Hoxley Workman, which I'm really excited about. Punch Drunk Cabaret, which is a fabulous local band, if you've never seen them as well. Kirby Soul, Dan Sinisak, we've got tons. It's a jam-packed weekend.
It's Canada's biggest little music festival, the Beaumont Blues and Roots Festival, Four Seasons Park, that's 41st Avenue in Beaumont. Plan your trip right on the website at bbrf.ca. Brent, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Look forward to shaking hands with you on the weekend.
You bet.
News from Facebook. This is from GFARC, getting away from Vegas for a minute. New study indicates men who stare at women's breasts live 5 years longer.
I'm going to outlive all of y'all.
Not in this house. Oh, my God. My wife heard that.
I'm going to live to be about like 120 then.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, what about staring at men's, like the moobs? Is there anything about looking at moobs?
There's nothing about looking at men's moobs. He's got Dave Grohl breaks legs singing song, fans go ape. We already covered that story in the news this week. It's pretty amazing, though. Actually, he broke his leg in the concert. He fell off stage. And then he said, hang on, everybody. And the band kept riffing and doing cover tunes or whatever. And he went to the hospital. And who says there's no rock star treatment? The guy gets his cast on and everything, comes back and finishes the show.
That is what heroin can do.
Speaking of which, former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford makes an appearance at City Council wearing a gangsta tracksuit complete with Flava Flav clock and pirate bandana, free to be himself now that he's not mayor. You know, to be honest with you,
was
ladies and gentlemen,
crack?
To be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, if they make a movie of Rob Ford's life, Peaker is a shoo-in.
The mayor of Coolville.
That's what I'm going to be mayor of, rapper tracksuits and stuff.
Anyways, moving on.
Guys, something very exciting happened to me this week. I got to be a part of a grand opening of a brand new craft brewery. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
It was started by three brothers. I call them the Flying Brado Brothers. It's Kevin, Grant, and Charlie. Grant and Charlie really took a liking to me and kept feeding me the free beers.
Pop a top again.
Roll out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead. The morning's looking bright.
Morning's looking bright.
And your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. And your husband wants to be a girl.
Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
It's a show.
Okay, here we go. Do I have to scrub up or anything?
No, you're all good.
Put on any slippers?
No, you're good.
This looks great.
Cleaned every single time we brew in before, so it's don't have to worry about that. So yeah, this is where it all happens. This is where the magic is. Lots of stainless steel tanks make any beer-loving grown man cry.
Okay, so yeah, you know what? We're all living vicariously through you guys because you're like kids in a candy store, literally.
Yeah.
And it would be very difficult not to consume all the product if I owned this brewery. But can you nutshell for us and tell me how this process works with all these tanks?
Yeah, absolutely. So we take barley that's malted, and there's lots of barley grown locally around Red Deer, so we use local barley whenever we can. We crack it, and we mix it with hot water. We produce a sweet tea called wort. We boil that wort, and we add hops to it, which add the bitterness and flavor. And then we cool it down really quickly and put it in a fermenting vessel with yeast. And then the yeast eats the sugar and produces CO2 and alcohol.
This is science.
It's
So is there a brew school that you had to attend before
we
jumped into this?
I'd love to take credit for all the wonderful beers we're producing, but we hired a head brewer named Garrett Haynes from Olds College, the program there.
Right.
And he's done a fantastic job for us. So he's the brains behind the beer.
So Charlie, tell me how you guys come together. Like, yeah, what's your background?
Well, you know, it's funny. It started with just a crazy idea. We were just driving one day, and my little brother said, hey, let's start a brewery. We kind of laughed and joked about it for an hour or two, and the next day we kind of thought, hey, maybe this is not a bad idea. And so we kind of just pursued it, and it snowballed into kind of what it is today. So this is my brother, Graham.
Hey, Graham.
Hey.
Pretty impressive, and Charlie was just showing me the ropes and let me taste the first one. What was this again?
That's the Golden Gates. That's made with like 98% locally grown malt from Rar and Alex.
Okay.
And then a little bit of Carapils.
Who plays what role in this? As two brothers, you probably have complementary skill sets.
That's right.
And
I'm a good-looking one, and he's...
he's got the cool beard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you
yeah.
look good on a beer can.
I have more of a background in business,
right.
So I kind of take care of that a little bit more, and Graham's covering more of the brewery operations with Gary.
Yeah. I have a science background, so I went to school and got a master's and then realized I don't want to live in a lab, so I started learning everything about brewing science, or as much as I can, and hopefully carry on from there.
Wow, that's an interesting road to take to get to a brewery. It had a master's degree in?
Immunology.
Say again?
Immunology. Yeah. So, study of immune system. How do people get sick? How do people fight from being sick?
So you could be saving lives, but instead you're just making people drunk.
You know what? You know what? That's saving lives.
Yeah.
Don't put that down. That's an important role in society.
It's so true.
Making people happy.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's more important.
Yeah. Do you know what? If you drink 1 to 2 drinks of alcohol a week, you're less likely to have a cardiac event.
Yeah,
that's supported by science.
I'm fine. I'm healthy as a horse then.
Exactly. I just compound mine for one day at the end of the week, though.
So, guys, tell me a little bit about the flavors and the different beers you're launching with. How did you come to these different ones, and how did you decide on names and all that kind of stuff?
So I guess we'll start with Golden Gates. We wanted something that was very approachable to somebody who is new to craft beer, but... that for somebody who is familiar with craft beer, we could still drink it and say this has more than a macro brewery beer. So we started developing that. And
it's nice and clean and light, and it's just, there's no lingering aftertaste.
That's right.
But you do have this feeling that, you know, after you had the sample glass, you would like to finish the job, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what we wanted. And so I think we got to that. And so the name Golden Gates, there's a Gates Avenue in Red Deer. It's spelled just like we have it spelled for the name, and Golden Gates is exactly what we did. So,
and then there's the Pesky Pig. So the Pesky Pig's named after Francis the Pig. So he escaped from a slaughterhouse, and people chased him for months, and he almost got away. But
now there's a statue of him downtown, and you guys have immortalized him in a beer.
Exactly.
So and
you know you've made it when there's a beer named after.
Yeah, so cool.
So with Pesky the Pig, we wanted to have a pale ale that was nice hop flavors and aromas, not overly bitter, very approachable, very sessionable, but just a little bit more kind of pesky than your average pale ale.
And I bet you it pairs awesomely with bacon.
Absolutely.
The Troubled Monk Brewery, run by the Bredo brothers. Congratulations, guys, on a terrific place.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
If we just rewind back to the May 21st, May-long edition of the podcast, the hungover edition, where you recommended that I watch Pitch Perfect.
He actually
recommended it again, and I'll recommend it 1,000 times that you watch that.
I watched it. I wonder how I can get my life back. My hour and a half I spent watching that. That was brutal.
You have no soul. No soul.
That was brutal. I couldn't believe it.
On a relentless pursuit of podcasting predominance, but not quite there yet. You're listening to It's a Show. You can find us on Twitter at It's a Show Pod. Our hashtag is Grow the Show. Despite what you've heard here today, please stick with us. And we're going to wrap it up by telling you to visit Facebook and give us your best Vegas tips ever. Top three will get featured on the podcast with or without sparkles. We're looking forward to some upcoming guest stars, including Brett Kissel, we hope. When he was 16 years of age, young Brett Kissel went through the drive-thru for me when I did a morning radio show in Edmonton and got his coffee the first day he got his license, so that's kind of fun.
I was his passenger, and he tried to use his celebrity status to get free coffees, but I don't think he ended up getting free coffees. I think he had to actually pay for them.
Did he hit the curb when he was going through the drive-thru?
It was possible. He was wearing an Oilers jersey that day, so that might have been bad luck for him.
Good luck, Sparky, in Vegas.
Go Team Canada Soccer! Woo, go!
FIFA Las Vegas.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride.
G-Fark here. I'm ready to do the show. Guys, I got lots of stuff to share about the social media and stuff. Guys, are you there? Guys?
Oh,